We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards and soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. I am Adam Zdroik, a soccer editor, the soccer editor at RotoWire, joined by Chris Owen, a writer at RotoWire. This is Kits and Wagers. I gotta get that out there as well. We're talking game week 9 here. Chris, welcome to the show. Tell us about your kit and how do you feel about Liverpool right now?
A lot of questions there. Last one's a loaded question. Thanks, Adam. I'm doing well. It's nearly the weekend here. First and foremost, doing great. Liverpool playing well. Tuesday was an awesome match. You know, get a win over Atletico in Madrid is always good. So I feel pretty good about them. But they got a big one this week. It doesn't get any bigger than Manchester United Liverpool. So my kit here, I'm actually running this one back for specific reasons. But it's the Jimi Hendrix Seattle Sounders kit. For a couple of reasons here, is the big weekend of soccer here in Seattle. We've got, first and foremost, a little probably underrated here is University of Washington will be hosting Oregon State tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Washington happens to be the number one ranked team in the nation. Oregon State is number 8. So a little college soccer there for you, kind of off the beaten path and certainly not one we're talking about from a betting perspective, but still a fun game. And then the other game here this weekend is noon 30 on the West Coast. Seattle Sounders are hosting Sporting KC. And so I'm excited for that. Big weekend for me. Going to hit up a couple soccer matches. And, Seattle sitting top of the Western Conference table right now. And then Sporting second, I believe, just like 6 points off. So it should be a big match and a big weekend of soccer here in the Pacific Northwest.
You got a big weekend ahead. Yeah, I got to say, I did used to work at Sporting Kansas City. So we are rivals this weekend.
Definitely.
I don't watch a ton of MLS, but SKC, they are my MLS team. If I ever have a chance or ever want to watch MLS. But for me, I don't know if this is actually a kit. I think it's technically a shirt, maybe a warm up. I just found this last year in the Wolves. The shop online at end of the season. They're on some kind of sale and looks pretty cool. So that's what I'm sporting today.
That's a sharp looking. What is that, like a training top? They probably wear those like a training game.
Yeah, so, like a scrimmage or something. It might. I mean, it's like I can barely feel this thing. It's super light, so you got to feel like they wear this for something. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, it looks cool enough. Third kit kind of thing, but
definitely.
So looking back at last week. So I hit my best bet. It was both teams not to score between Leeds and Southampton. The game didn't really go how I expected it to go, but, you know, I can't really complain. The bet hit, so Leeds were actually dominated. And I don't know what the stats ended up being, but I think Southampton probably had like 25 shots to 5 for Leeds. And I'll probably mention that later. Just the Leeds injury issues are really a major problem for him, and it probably will continue to be a problem.
Yeah, those are super good game to watch, honestly. There's a couple other games going on at that time, like Leicester and Man United, but that one was specifically just fun to watch from a soccer tactical perspective.
Yeah, it was all of, Nathan Redman and Armando Broja. just these guys that, even without James Ward-Prowse, like Southampton, they dominated the match. And, the absence of Calvin Phillips is definitely looming large, needless to say, for Leeds. And the word from Marcelo Bielsa this morning is that Phillips is training, but he probably won't play on Saturday. So there's another game without Phillips that it's going to be an issue for Leeds. But Chris's best bet last week didn't work out as planned, but we still hit, the other things we talked about.
I had Brighton to win plus 100 against Norwich, which, looking back, it seemed like the right move. But
it's correct in theory.
Yeah. Again, here I'm stating my process is good, my results are bad, so maybe I got to go look at the process. But that one didn't hit, but that's okay. There was the under hit, which we mentioned, under 1.5 was plus 205. It was a 0-0 draw. So, and then my under 2.5 also hit, obviously, and that was minus 135. And then if you really were listening and you got out there and you hit the 0-0 draw plus 900, well, that was a nice day. So, not all bad here, but I would have loved to get that plus 100 in Brighton. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's Norwich, lads. Come on.
I wasn't really watching that match, but based off the stats, though, it looked pretty even, though. There wasn't great chances, but Brighton, I'd say, definitely just disappointed in terms of getting better chances than Norwich. Norwich, they played their five man back line again, and they got their point. I guess that's all they're gonna do. They're gonna play for these draws because they can't score. So I mean, I guess that's their strategy going forward, and I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, but I guess good luck trying to get stay in the Premier League.
They're a bad team. That's what we can say.
Yeah, I mean, we're both, USA Josh Sargent and everything, but I don't know if Sargent is the answer in the Premier League. I mean, he wasn't that good in Bundesliga, so I'm not sure how he's getting, his consistent starts for them up front right now.
Yeah. Couple other things that hit last week were the anytime. I kind of got into the anytime goal scoring odds. Of course, Mo Salah once again scored. I'll get into that in a little bit, but he was minus 120. Jamie Vardy scored at plus 110. And then our Harry Kane finally opened his goal scoring account at plus 110 as well. So a couple anytimes to keep an eye on. A little bit different this weekend, but those are a couple other things that we mentioned that hit.
Yeah, so I guess we got a standalone game here. Pull up the odds. We got the standalone game, as you can see on the betting page at rotowire.com. For the soccer section here, we got all this betting stuff. Put up the article, Game Week 9 preview. But standalone game Friday, Arsenal are home against Aston Villa. I'm going to leave this one to you because Aston Villa is on my do not bet list. Actually, I will say last week, we talked about Everton and Villa being on my do not bet list. I put both of them in my article for who knows why. Both those bets didn't happen. And then Arsenal is starting to be on my do not bet list after they just gave away two bad balls and Palace just got two goals off of, two bad passes, two mistakes for Arsenal on Monday. And now it looks like Saka is going to be out for them. He's got a calf issue. And any thoughts on this match? Arsenal minus 105 home at Villa, plus 300 on the money line there.
All of a sudden, Arsenal are unbeaten in five. After I kind of put them through the ringer a little bit. So Arsenal minus 105 against a pretty decent – I mean, Aston Villa haven't played particularly well, but they've got the power to do it. So – this is a stay away from me as well. The one thing that I would note is, And these aren't great odds, but the over 2.5 goals is -120. Aston Villa have been in games in their last 7 of 8 away matches. Each game has had over 2.5 goals. So kind of interesting there, but the odds are not that great.
Yeah, I mean, I like the over just on looking at the teams, looking at the game. But yeah. Then you got Villa, and I'm not sure how to bet them right now because there's not a ton of game action with they're running a 3-5-2. I guess last game it was 3-3-4-1-2 because they put Buendia in at attacking midfield. So they've got these different formations, and just looking at last year's results, it was, you know, similarly hard to project. Actually, Villa won both games, so maybe it wasn't that hard to project. Villa won at Arsenal 3-0, and then they won home 1-0. So I guess if you got a thing for Villa here, I mean, Arsenal didn't look too great against Palace. So, you know, if you believe in Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins up front, +300 on the money line isn't a terrible bet there, but that's enough for Arsenal and Mikel Arteta talk. So Saturday, it's kind of, you got the big favorite in Chelsea -525 against Norwich. And then it's a little bit of hit or miss for that, the main slate, the 4-game slate there. Nothing really stands out. Everton are the biggest favorite in those, -155 against Watford. And then the last game Saturday, Manchester City -250 at Brighton. What pops out to you first look here?
I'd say what doesn't pop out to me, and that's the Chelsea-Norwich game. Those are some long odds. Interesting enough about that one, though, is that Norwich have drawn their last two games all of a sudden. So that's that +650. I don't think they'd get it done, but those are pretty crazy odds to look into. One thing that I am interested in is Brighton-Man City draw at +400. Brighton right now, one of four teams in their last five to be unbeaten. They have, although they drew Norwich last City, you know, they've played everyone pretty tough. They're in the top four right now. This is technically a top four matchup. So the draw odds there are kind of interesting, and that's +400. So just something to note.
Yeah. So when I was writing my article, I looked at this Chelsea match, like you said, I didn't really like it because it was, I guess I don't know what it is at this point, but it was -165 for Chelsea to win in a shutout. Like, no one should take those odds. Those are terrible odds for, you know, the off chance Timo Pukki gets something. Yeah. But so we throw in Lukaku. Like, it looks like 99% chance Lukaku is going to be out. Werner's going to be out. So kind of undecided on how their Chelsea's actually going to look here. You know, Mount is in there. Hudson-Odoi is an option to start. Havertz is an option to start. Maybe Ziyech comes in there. But just considering the way that Chelsea play, you know, they're gonna aim for the clean sheet, and I think that's pretty good likelihood they get the clean sheet. But Norwich, like we just said, they're playing super defensive. Five defenders. The under 2.5 goals is +130 right here, which seems pretty good. Like, is it not realistic to suggest, you know, Chelsea without a couple of their top strikers, their top striker in Lukaku, why can't this match finish 1-0, 2-0, under 2.5 goals, +130? It seems like a pretty reasonable bet there.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there. I mean, Chelsea, Big Rom has 3 goals. Chalobah has 2 goals. Chilwell has 2 goals. And then the rest of their team has 1 goal. So they're going to be missing all their attacking firepower. You know, no one has really popped off to it in the Premier League, at least, other than Lukaku, who's like, oh yeah, I'll go and score a goal for you guys, besides Chilwell, who's started, you know, two of their 9 games now, or 2 of their 8 games. So it's like, they haven't shown to any of us that beyond Lukaku that they can go out and score goals. So I think you're absolutely on point there.
There is a chance, you know, Chalobah, you said he has those 2 goals. Maybe they just put him central striker. he's just in there heading balls in or something. 5-0. Chalobah 4 goals.
Yeah, just like in the Champions League yesterday when Thiago Silva assisted Andres Christensen for their first goal. It's like they're just getting all the, you know, it's the Thomas Tuchel way, I guess, is score out of the back.
Yeah, I wasn't a favorite of that one in terms of DFS, but everything else here Saturday, I kind of like, I kind of like some overs here. Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Watford, Everton, I like some overs there. And then I like some unders, Burnley, Southampton, and Leeds home. So I don't know if we just going to mention it here. So Bamford's still out. Phillips is still out. Firpo is going to be out. They're pretty much going to have the same lineup as last week, except for Rafinha. So put Rafinha in. They're plus 155 home against Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton, kind of tricky. What is it? Last week, they're down 2-0 to Villa, and then they came back and won 3-2. I believe that was on the road. Either way, I don't know. I don't think you can bet at any point on Leeds without Phillips. So do you think, you know, Wolverhampton plus 190 is in play to win, or maybe something a little safer like a draw, no bet? I'm not sure on the odds on that, but it's probably around plus 100 for him.
Yeah, you mentioned Wolves to win. I mean, they are a team that's playing pretty well. They won 4 of 5. I forget who the loss was to. Maybe that was that Manchester United? I can't quite remember, and I don't want to give out the wrong information here. But they've won 4 of 5. Plus 190 is pretty good odds. Leeds have been a team who have, you know, obviously shown us that they are dealing with injuries, and when they are missing big players like Calvin Phillips, like they can't really get it done. AKA last weekend. I would absolutely consider Wolves at plus 190 this weekend.
Yeah, so Wolves 4 of their last 5, you know, it hasn't been the toughest competition, and their one loss was home against Brentford when Brentford got 2 goals in the first half. But like you said, I mean, they're healthy. I think that's the main thing. They're getting Trincao back from COVID-19, so he's going to be an option again. Maybe he won't start, but whatever. Like I said, plus 100 draw, no bet for Wolves. I think that's a pretty good look. I mean, if it's a draw, get your money back, so be it. But yeah, plus 190 to win is a pretty good bet there. So Sunday, we're going to be speaking on Brentford, Leicester, and Liverpool, Manchester United are best bets. But I kind of like the over between Tottenham and West Ham. Just overall, Tottenham's back line, can't really rely on them. And in terms of West Ham, they've been kind of more defensive lately, but, you know, the combo of Harry Kane and Son Heung-min, they're playing better. I mean, they're scoring more than they were earlier in the season, I guess we could say. Their defense is not better. But any thoughts on that match, West Ham home, plus 145 to beat Tottenham, who are plus 200?
Yeah, the over goals, there's not a hot ton of value there, but I think the over 2.5 is minus 125, so not great there. But I could see this being another one of those West Ham. You know, West Ham seems like they're always involved in games where there's been quite a bit of goals, at least this season. And as you mentioned, Tottenham's back line, nothing to go out and celebrate. I would take West Ham here, even though I don't believe the odds are anything crazy, but over 3.5 goals, minus 195 or plus 195. Over 2.5 is, as I mentioned, minus 125. So those are the two things I would look at, just because, you know, neither Tottenham's not particularly good defensively.
Yeah, I guess looking at that minus 125, that's probably my cutoff. I mean, yeah. It's not. That's just my personal cutoff of doing single bets, minus 125, because then, once you're getting to minus 130, minus 140, it's like there's not a ton of return in there. And, yeah, you know, that's probably not a sharp way to look at things. It's probably a bad way to look at things. But, you know, when you're only getting a certain amount of money on minus 140 bets, I just don't see a major reason to take something with those lines. But
yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So the other match here, let's get into your best bet. We got Manchester United home underdogs, +205, Liverpool +130. If you want the over 2.5 goals, that's -156. So bookmakers are looking for goals here, and I believe so are you.
Yeah. As a fan of the game, I'm always looking for goals. But, I'm just going to get into my best bet right away here. But best bet here, I've in recent weeks here, it's, you know, been a little bit of a struggle. I've been referencing a bet that has hit every time, every week we've talked about it. And that's Mo Salah's score. So not the most creative here, but considering the fact that I think three of the last 4 weeks he's been plus. Last week he was minus odds. I think it was -160 to score. This week he's +135 to score against Manchester United. Manchester United in their past, you know, haven't been great defensively. In their past, I think it's 8 games, they've let up 5, or they've, in the games, there's been 5 goals, 3 goals, 3 goals, 1 goal, 3 goals, 2 goals, and then 6-5 in their last 2 games. That's including last weekend's 4-2 loss to Leicester City, and then the 3-2 win the other day against, was that?
Atalanta.
Yeah, Atalanta. So I think +135 here for Mo Salah. The man is in just insane form currently. He scored in 10 of 11 matches. He's got 10 goals, 4 assists in his past 11 games. And if he scores on Sunday in the big game against Manchester United, he will have scored in his 10th straight match. So I think just looking at the fact that he's plus odds, which I would not have expected given his current form, I think I'm just going to go with that as my best bet. And, just hopefully raking some cash.
Yeah. So I feel like, I feel like you've mentioned this in every podcast for the last month here, yep. And you haven't taken it as your best bet. I don't want to say this is going to be funny, but how funny would it be if he didn't score? Now that's your best bet.
No, I would love that. It would be about more of the same. So,
it'd be funny, for you if, Jota, Mane, they both brace or something, and everyone scores
like 5. Right?
Liverpool
gets
5 goals. Yeah. None of them are Salah. Yeah.
Yeah. He has like a hat trick of assists.
Yeah, that would be tough. So just still looking at that game, so last week, I don't know if I mentioned it on here or where it was, maybe it was the article, but I ended up taking over 4.5 goals between Manchester United and Leicester at +350. That one, like you said, ended 4-2. And do you think this game has the the chances of, being one of those 3-2, 4-2, all these goals kind of matches? I mean, Liverpool away from home, just given if Manchester United are back in form after scoring 3 goals on Wednesday, these teams are both flying right now up front, and Man United back line, I'm not sure Harry Maguire is 100% right now. He returned early from that calf injury, but over 4.5 goals, over 5.5 goals. Do you have any thoughts on taking a big bet on one of those?
This is going to sound like a huge homer, but it's tough for me to, like, if that's going to be the case, it might be Liverpool winning, by a larger margin of goals. Like, they've only conceded 6 goals in 8 matches so far. So it's like, they've been good.
They gave up 3 at Brentford though.
Brentford's a different beast. We've seen that. But that's half the goals that they let up this season, you know? So, like, I don't really think that if we're going to see a four, you know, I guess it could be 4-2, but that would be, the Manchester United back line is poor. They're just not that good. They've been conceding goals at a pretty rampant pace, you know, 2 goals, 4 goals. They drew Everton 1-1, but,
all right. Yeah, so let me look at this. So after Brentford, 3 goals. They gave up 1 at Porto. They gave up 2 to Manchester City. Then they played Watford. Then they just gave up those 2 to Atletico. I don't know. You know.
No, I mean, in the Premier League, they've let up 6 goals total. You said 2 to Manchester City, one of the best attacking sides in the Premier League. The other 3 were in a crazy draw to Brentford. So, I mean, in the other, what was that, other 6 games, I've conceded 1 goal. So, I mean, I guess if we want to look at those over goals, then certainly. And you said +3.5 was 150, +4.5 was +340. So if you really want to get crazy, then go for it. I just don't know if we're going to see 5 goals out of this game.
Fine. Don't bet this.
You certainly can. And of the two of us, Adam's had a bit more success. So, let's go to the voice of reason over there.
Looking at last season's results, I know this isn't the same, Van Dijk and Matip, how do you say that guy's name?
Matip.
So last season, 4-2 at Man United, Liverpool won. This was in May, so one of the last games of the season. Then they played in the FA Cup in January, Manchester United won 3-2. So you can take into that account. Or you can take Chris's logic and, you know, thinking they're playing better than they were last season. So they're just not going to allow the same amount of goals, which is reasonable. And I'm not sure Manchester United, you know, they got those 3 goals, but I wouldn't say they're back in form and he's ready to get a hat trick or anything like that. So I do think the return of Rashford is definitely a boost, but he went off with a dead leg yesterday. So I'm not sure he's actually going to start in Sunday's game, but
yeah, the big difference though is who was starting for Liverpool in those matches last spring. It was like Nat Phillips, Ozan Kabak, maybe Reece Williams versus Virgil van Dijk. Joel,
are you trying to bash Ozan Kabak, the Norwich City best center back in the league?
Backup center back, maybe. Is he
back to back clean sheets? Are you kidding me right now? Oh, is he not playing?
Yeah, I gotta keep my mouth shut. I can't diss on the former Schalke, man.
All right, I did pull it up. So that 4-2 win at Manchester United, Nat Phillips, Reece Williams got the start. Also of note, Edinson Cavani started, and yeah, I guess that's the main thing there. So Cavani, Ronaldo. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's enough on that. Let's get to my best bet here. It says Brentford, Leicester City match. Brentford +170 to win. Leicester City +170 to win. Over 2.5 goals is -108. So I think this might be one of my favorite bets of, you know, the first, how long has it been? 2-3 months. So I'm going Brentford draw, no bet. That's -110, the last I saw. Yep, still -110. So Brentford, draw, no bet. I wonder if, you know, these odds would look different if Brentford would have, you know, gotten a point against Chelsea last week and they lost 1-0. And the expected goals in that match, because Chelsea, I think it was, they scored in the first half maybe, but Brentford pretty much, I don't know, they hit the post probably 4 or 5 times. They had an expected goals over 2. Chelsea was at like 0.5 or something like that. I wonder if, you know, Brentford got that goal, these odds would look different. And then I wonder, another loss at home, they lost 1-0 to Brighton, and Brighton scored in the final seconds of that. So if you turn some of these results around, they got the 3-3 draw against Liverpool, which we've already mentioned, but you also got the Arsenal. They beat Arsenal 2-0 in the Premier League opener. But anyways, I think Brentford are just playing well. I think that's what it really comes down to. They're at home. It seems like their fans are, you know, super intense, love the team, love the manager. And I think That's just going to lead to more wins throughout the season. I'm not taking the plus 170 just because with what we've seen with Leicester that, you know, they can – it looks like their offense is starting to figure things out and they can score out of nothing here. And that's kind of the thing that's worrying if you take Brentford money line, just because, you know, Pats and Daka just got 4 goals this past week. Past day, I guess it was Wednesday that he scored those 4 against Spartak Moscow. But speaking of that, so Leicester, they were just in Russia. They're in Russia on Wednesday. They're already allowing a ton of goals. I think the over is a good play in this match, but I also think Brentford's back line is actually playing a little better than Leicester's right now, and they're struggling. And I think Brentford draw no bet minus 110 is the way to go. You know, maybe this is a 2-2, 3-3 draw. You get your money back, but I don't think you're going to lose this bet if you take Brentford here.
Yeah, I like that. Looks like Frostbite RL in the comments says Brentford is the best team in the Prem. So I think we're going to get out in front of this one and maybe say that this podcast is a Brentford podcast. So big supporters of the Brentford team. But you mentioned Pats and Daka. And the man is in form. 4 goals in any match is insane. Like, especially in a Europa League match in Russia. Nonetheless, but he scored against Manchester United last weekend and is in general been like pretty influential when he gets on the pitch. He's taken a ton of shots. So if you're in any season-long fantasy formats, like, consider that. And if he comes back into the starting 11, definitely a consideration if his price is decent. But like you said, or like 5 goals in 2 games is good enough for me to take a bit of some long odds here. His anytime goal scoring is plus 210. So if you really think that this man's going to get it done, then I would consider that. But that's the only thing that I'd note from that. And the other thing being that this is a confirmed Brentford podcast.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at Leicester's results here. So 4-3 in Moscow Wednesday, 4-2 against Manchester United, 2-2 against Crystal Palace when Leicester, they were up to 2-0 in that one. Crystal Palace got 2 more, came back on them. Up and down against Burnley, 2-2 in that match. So, like, this back line, it's just not cutting it right now, and they can't figure things out. They got Johnny Evans back. He's dealing with his plantar fasciitis, and, you know, maybe he's going to start again 3 times in the matter of, what, 8 or 9 days. I don't know how good that is going to be for his foot, because he's been out about 6 or so months right now. But so if you like this, maybe you don't want to take Brentford to win or draw no bet. You can still look at goals here, though. I mean, over 2.5 minus 108, pretty good odds. You can look at Ivan Toney plus 150 for Brentford to score. Mbeumo plus 225 to score. Those are the 2 forwards for Brentford. So I kind of like both those two. I think there's going to be goals. I think Brentford will have the edge. And that's my best bet. But anything else we got to look at here for the weekend?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that all, but yeah, goals in this Leicester City Brentford game. There's been 6 goals, as you mentioned, 4 goals, 3 goals, you know, 3 goals, 5 goals. Every single Leicester City game is a boatload of goals. So I think you're right in there. Other than that, not a ton else to mention other than my best bet was Mo Salah. So hopefully he scores and we got a good game.
Yeah. All right. Best bet plus 135. Mo Salah to score at Manchester United minus 110. Brentford draw no bet home against Leicester City. And I believe that's it for kits and wagers. Game week 9. And I guess I'll run through this. Here we go. RotoWire.com/soccer trial. Free 10-day trial. No credit card required. You can get all the amazing content at RotoWire. And as usual, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. Or if you're listening on podcast, please rate and review. Got to get those reviews up. Got to hear the kits and wagers love here as we, you know, we're going to pile on these best bets and hopefully, you know, start stringing together some winning streaks. Thank you to So Rare for sponsoring. And Chris, I will not be here next week. Chris will be the main guy. Maybe we'll get a special guest appearance. We'll see what happens with that. But Chris, good luck to Liverpool on Sunday, and yeah, enjoy the weekend. You got the big weekend of Seattle Sounders and all that action coming up here.
Yeah, thanks. Go Liverpool, go Sounders. Hopefully the best bets hit, and enjoy your trip, Adam.
Thank you. Oh, go SKC. Forgot to say that one.